Okay, here we go. 10 ideas for Parshas Naso in 10 minutes. 10 and 10. Alon Shabbat Zichus for Shefer Mordechai Yaakov Yudah Ben Rivka Basoch Sharchal Yisrael. The first idea comes from the Kuzhik of the Rebbe, the Eretz Tzvi Hashem and Kamdamam, the last Rosh Hashiva of the Shivat Chachmei Lublin. And he asks, why is it we always read Parshas Naso after Shavuos? What's Pshat? Why do we read Naso after Shavuos? And he says that it's a Beferish from Gemara Megill Amin Aleph Amin Beis. We know that before Shavuos, we have to end the year with Cholos. So that's why Dafka we read the part we read Parshas Bechukosai before Shavuos to get end the year before Shavuos, and then also that the Gemara says that's why we end off the year by Parshas Kisavo, because at the end of the day we want to end off the year before we go to Rosh Hashanah. Each one Rosh Hashanah Shavuos are also they're Yimei Adin. So if you want to end of the year with all the Kolos, we want to start the year with Brachas. What's in Parshas Naso? Parshas Naso has Berachos Kayanim. So Dafka, we want to start the year with Berchosel. Dafka, we want to start the year with the Brachos. And Parshas Naso has Berchos Kohanim in it. It's the same thing by Shmini. Shmini, you know, at the end of the year, Shmini Atzeres comes after Rosh Hashanah. And the Zohar tells us that that's the end of Yom Yadin. And what do we read right after Shmini Atzeres? The Zosa Brachos. So just like we end with the year by Kisava, we start with Zosa Brachos. So too, we end of the year by Bechukosai, we end and we start again with Naso, with the Brachos Kohanim, moving on to idea number two, making sure to end start off our year with Brachos. Second idea comes from the Satmar Rebbe, Dalad Chav Beis, Naso es Rosh Gam, B'nei So Gam Heim, Leves Abosom. Says the Satmar Rebbe, what's Gam Heim? Gam is the Rabbos. We know Gam is the Rabbos. Anytime Chazal, Gam is the Rabbos coming to include. What's it coming to include? Says the Satmar Rebbe, at the end of the day, B'nei Gershon, they were the smallest out of all Shivat Levi. But the Torah wants to tell us and emphasize to us that even though they were the smallest, every Jew is important. Every Jew, Gam, is coming to tell you that every Jew is so special. Every Jew is so important. Even the ones from B'nai Gershon. And Reb Chesel Kushmir even tells us, Gam Heim, even B'nai Gershon, the ones who feel that they're pushed off, B'nai Gershon, Gam Heim, that they're not part of the Rebbe Shem's tribe, Gam Heim, they're also included. That's Reb Chesel Kushmir. But the Satmar Rebbe's idea here is Gam means that every Jew is important. Even if you're in the Mishpacha of Gershon, and you might be, out of all three sons of Levi, you might not, you're the smallest. No, Gam Heim, you're also important. Every Jew is important. Moving on to idea number three. Idea number three comes to us from the grandson of the Tefer Shlomo, the Knesset Yecheskel, such a beautiful, beautiful sefer, the grandson of Tefer Shlomo. This is the avoda of the mishpacha of Gershon, la avoda l'masa, which means to work and to carry. What's the pshat to work and to carry? Says the Knesset has such a beautiful Hasidic idea. He says so many times we're so hard on ourselves in the beginning after we have to do tshuva and we focus on the avera and then we get to the mitzvahs. No. Says the Knesset has la avod means work hard on your mitzvahs. You messed up. You did averas. Okay, you'll get to that. First, increase light in your life. Have more mitzvahs. Have more kedusha in your life. Lavod work, and then lamasa, and then you go to the carry into the weight of the chatam. But don't get stuck. What happens is if you get start talking about the averus and the sins of that, and you don't even get started. First says lavod work hard in your mitzvahs and your Torah and your tefillah and kedusha and your Shabbos and your chesed, and then you get to your averus. And this is kind of the Avni Nezer who says sumera va'asei tov. What's va'asei the vav achibor? Sumera al yidei asei tov, says the Avnei Nezer. You want to know how the best way to be able to fight off the Yitzhar sometimes is just by making yourself so busy with Kedusha and Torah and Mitzvahs, then the Tshuva will go hand in hand with all the light you increase. But that's what he says here, la avod l'masa. First, work on yourself positively, and then l'masa, then you get to the Tikkunim, so you don't get stuck in the rut and focusing all on the negative and then get sad. No, first increase the light, la avod, and then l'masa. Moving on to idea number four. Idea number four comes to us from the Biala Rebbe, Rabbi Yitzchak Yaakov of Biala. Hey, Beis. Savas b'nei Yisrael v'shalchu minash machana kotzuruv v'chozav v'chotam in l'nafesh. Different people that have to get sent away from the camp of Klai Yisrael. First is the one with Saras, then someone who has the Zav, and someone who's Tamei Meis. And the Gemara Pesachim talks about all three different levels, not for now. Says the Biala Rebbe, a beautiful insight. If you want to see more on the three levels, Rav Shechter on the Parsha has a beautiful, beautiful Torah on those things. He says, why is it that the Mitzora is the first one? The Mitzora here, then the Zav, then Tamei Meis? You want to know why? Because the Mitzora is the one who spoke Lashon Hara. And Lashon Hara, v'chet zeh, hu shorash mekor l'chol ha-chatan. He says, Lashon Hara is the source root of all chet. And at the end of the day, it might not be worse than Tamei Meis. Tamei Meis is obviously the worst Tumah. But because Lashon Hara is the worst, is the source of all sin, therefore, it goes first in the Pasuk, even before Zav, even before Tumah Zav, and even before Tumah Meis. How important is that to be careful about Lashon Hara? Beautiful insight of the Biala Rebbe. Moving on to Din number 5. Din number 5 comes to us from the Chiddush Sharim, which is quoted by his grandson in the Sfas Emes, Tafresh Lamed Aleph. If you look at Pesukim, Perik Hey Pasuk Ches. Sorry, Perik Hey Pasuk Zayin. V'hisvados chatosam asher os v'hishves hashama b'rosh v'chamishos yos v'levin asal asher ashama. Someone who steals, you have to make sure to be able to do vidui. You have to do vidui. Says Chiddush Arim, we know the Rama tells us the ikar part of doing tshuva is saying vidui. Why is vidui by gezel? Why is vidui, what does vidui have to do with gezel stealing? Chiddush Arim says an incredible thing. He says that Chiddush Baruch Hu gives us life. Chiddush Baruch Hu gives us chiyus. He gives us energy, and when we use his energy that he gave us, and we use it for sin, you know what that is? You know what that's called? We're using something that he gave us, and using it against him. That's called stealing. That's called stealing. We have to make sure that you're able to use our life that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us for good things. And if we don't, we dafka are stealing from Hashem. That's why vidui is by here, by gezel hager. What a beautiful insight from Chiddush Arim quoted by the Sfas Emes, making sure to use the gifts we have in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, make sure to be able to appropriately use our lives, get back to the Ribono Shel Olam. The number 6 is Perek Hei, Pasuk Yud Zayin. Baal Shem Tov is such a beautiful insight we quoted earlier, but I had to say it again. Lakach HaKoyim Mayim Kedoshim B'Kli Charis Min HaOfer HaShe Yeh B'Karko HaMishkan Yikach HaKoyim Min Nasan Olmayim. When it comes to the Soto, a lady, she has to now drink from the water, but there has to be offer in it. Says the Baal Shem Tov, why dafka water and offer together? We know that water refers to Torah. Emayim Ela Torah Chazal tells. Water is a code word for Torah. Offer is a code word for Anava. Says the Baal Shem Tov, it's an insight for us. Now we just finished off Shavuos. We want to know what it means to be a Talmid Chacham, to be a Ben Torah, to be a Bas Torah. It's got to be Torah, but it's got to be with anivus, with humility, and understanding that everything we have comes from the Ribono Shel Olam. Moshe Anov Mikol Adam. Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai. The whole point of the Torah, the Kedushas Levi Melech, I'll talk about this, to make sure the more we learn, the more humble we get. That's what the Baal Shem Tov says, that Sota has to have the Torah, and then she has to have the offer with her to teach us this lesson of Torah Imanova. That's the greatest Torah learning of all. Second idea comes from Revolbi. I heard from Rabbi Goldberg Shlita earlier this week. Pazik says in Perek Vav, Pazik Beis, in the introduction of Nazir. Anyone wants to be able to come to the Baal Shem Tov to be a Nazir. Rashi says, why the Parshios, the Gemara and Sota, why the Parshios of Nazir next to Sota? Because anyone who saw the Sota in her disgrace now is going to want to remove themselves from wine. And says Revolbi, and we set up shop earlier in the from the Prayad, from Rav Mendel of Vitebsk, Revolbi says here, what's Pshat? He saw what happened to her. Why does he now have to take extra precaution? Because, says Revolbi, it's in his repertoire. He never thought that this would Chas Shem ever happen. But because he saw it, now he actually saw it. It's actually part of his DNA. It's part of his memory. It's part of his, if that's actually possible, that someone could actually do something, now he has to take an extra step. He has to take an extra step. It reminds me, Taka, this is when someone is careful about something, that you do a sin, you have to be extra careful, says Revolbi. Now that he saw this is someone, he saw it, now he has to be extra careful because it's part of what he saw and his memory and his DNA. He has to be extra careful. What a beautiful insight on what we see and how we act. We always have to make sure to be able to make sure that we see things properly and take those extra precautions when necessary. Number 8, Meshech Chachma, unbelievable. I love this Meshech Chachma, it's so good. Pasuk Vav, Perek Vav, Pasuk Yugimel, by the Nazir, Vizot Torah, HaNazir B'Yom Elos, Yimei Nizra, Yovi, Yoso, El Pesach, Om Oed. So the Nazir now, his Nazir days are up, and what happens? He has to bring himself to the Pesach, Om Oed. What's says the Meshech Chachma? What's Yavi Oso? He has to bring himself? What does that mean he has to bring himself? Says the Meshech Chachma, when you go through anything in life, you go through anything holy in life, you become a different person. Shehu mevi atzmu ki mevi ish achar. Even though his nazirus is over, even though his nazirus is up, but because he was a nazir for however many days, he became a different person, and that's what it means yavi so. Even though he's tamei now and it's over, but because he went through such holiness, he became a different person. And how important is that for us? You go through a Shabbos, you go through a Shavuos, you go through a school year, you go through a Masechta, you become a different person, a changed person, a Baal Tshuva, someone who learns with davens or a Yuchesed, you become a changed person. This is exactly the idea of Yavi Oso tell you it's not the same person, it's a different person who's ending off the Naziris. Make sure that we always live at that Biriyah Chadash mode. Anytime we learn, we daven, we do something holy, we become a different person. Moving on to idea number 9 and 10, which both focus on Achdus. Number 9 comes to the Imre Mechaim, a vision, one of Rabbi Goldberg's favorites. Daber Vav Chav Gimel, the first, second pasuk of Berachos Kodem, Daber B'nei Sod, Albanov, Lemar Kos, Varchos B'nei Sod, Amor Lahem. You should say like this to the other, they should bless Klai Yisrael. Says there, Mechaim Avishnitz, you want to know what the greatest bracha is? HaBracha HaGadola Kos Avarchu is Es B'nei Yisrael. The greatest bracha is Es B'nei Yisrael. What does it mean Es B'nei Yisrael? Is that, we know the Es is a Chibor. S means that you're mekashir klai yisrael together. Kos tevarcha. What's the biggest bracha? This is obviously not pshat. It's S b'nei yisrael. You bring klai yisrael together with achdus, with unity, and caring and concern for each other. That's the greatest bracha. What a beautiful insight in Mechaim visions. And finally, I'm leaving off the Svarna. So look at Perek Zayin Pasuk Gimel. The Pasuk says, "Vayaviu es kamenam lefei Hashem sheish eglosav v'shnei asar bakar." Each shevet, they teamed up with each other. They brought six wagons. And says the Svarno in Perek Zayin Pasuk Gimel, by the contribution of the Mishkan and Shemos Lamed Vav Zayin, all the Nesiim paid for the wagon. The Nesiim paid for the wagons. And they donated each one. But here, they're paying for the wagons in pairs instead of donating each one. They spent a lot of money. If you look at Shemos Lamed Vav Zayin, a lot of money on the Mishkan. Why are we here? They're getting cheap by the wagons. Says the Svarno, no. The fact each Nasi brought his own offering was likely to make them appear disunited. The fact that they were able to come together and be able to take someone else's shevet and be able to make another one together, as the Holy Svarno says, Zayin Gimel, Laos Achva Benim Asher Bahayu Yisrael Ruim Shatisha Shchini Benim. They saw at the end of the day, we don't know how to bring the Shchini here. If Aishur Beshur Melech Bes Asif Roshem Yachad Im Shifta Yisrael. When Klai Yisrael was together, then the Melech could come. And that's what the Nesim understood. Obviously, they were all individually, and they all had, you know, we all know the Ramban, they all had the different kavanos. But and then when it came to the wagons, they wanted to be ba'achid, to come together with each other. We should be zochah b'ezras Hashem to take these 10 ideas. I know we said we do 10 and 10, but l'maisa it's 11, so let's just chazer. We start with the Kosher Glover who said at the end of the day, we start the year with Nasa. Why? Because it has Berchos Kohanim. Just like we end the year with Bechosai, we end the year with Klaus, we got to start the year with Brachos. Sam Rebbe says, was Gamhim, to every, the Chashiv is called Yehudi. Every Jew is important, even B'nei Gershon who are the smallest man of Levi, they're also. Knesset Cheskel says, La'avod ulamasa, a Jew has to la'avod, be able to increase Torah light in your life and then focus on the averus. Don't get focused on and on the negativity and can't get to the positive. So the Biala Rebbe writes, why is Mitzorah go before the Zav, Chol Tamil Nafesh, and Hey Beis? Because the shorish of all sin comes from Lashon Hara, from Gaiva. At the end of the day, that's why it comes even before Zav and Tamei Meis. The Chidush Shirim tells us, why is Gezel, why is Vidui such an crucial part of truth? Why is that by Gezel? Why is that by stealing? Because at the end of the day, when a person uses anything in their life to sin, it's Gezel from Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you life and you spit it, we spit back at Him. He gives us life and gives us air and we spit back at Him. We have to make sure you'll use our life to the proper avodah. The Baal Shem Tov tells us why Davka and Hey Yud Zayin, the Sota needs to have offering as well, also with the Mayim. To be able to tell you, at the end of the day, she has to have Torah, we have to have Torah in our lives, Mayim, but it's got to be with Afra, it's got to be with Anava, it's got to be with humility, like the Kedusha Slave and Noam Melch were telling us. The seventh idea, Rav Volbi tells us in the beginning of the Parsha of Nazir, why is Nazir and Sota next to each other? Because anyone saw the Sota in her disgrace. Rashi tells us in Sota Beza Manalf that he's going to have to be careful. He's going to be careful from wine. But he saw it. He saw it. He was going to be extra careful. No. Because it's part of his memory now. He saw that could actually happen. It's part of his DNA. And now he has to take extra precautions. How important is for us to take extra precautions on the things that we know we can mess up in? And Meshach Chachman tells us, what does this mean? B'yom Alos Yimei Nizra Yavio. So the end of the days, he has to bring himself. What does it mean himself? Says Meshach Chachman, yeah, himself. Because a different self went before he started. Anything time you do something Kaddish, anytime you do something good, become a different person from it. And that's exactly what Meshach Chachma says, Yavio. So, in the ninth and tenth idea, all about Achdus, the ninth idea of the Imre Chaim of Vision, it says, Kos Varcha Es B'nei Yisrael, the greatest bracha is Es B'nei Yisrael. When you bring Klai Yisrael together, united, and committed to each other, and to the entire world, would see what's going on, Amish, to bring that love and care to the entire world, to be a light unto the nations. And the Svarno says, Zayin Gimel, why did Dafka the Nesim have to bring, why don't they bring their own wagons? Why do they team up? Because to be able to have real Hashrosh Hashchina is when Melech comes as Yachad Shiftei Yisrael Shiftei. When Klai Yisrael together, when they're united, that brings the Shoshchina. Shvizochem Yisrael Shem to take these lessons of a jam-packed Parsha, the greatest Parsha, the biggest Parsha in Psukim in the entire Torah. And Bez Hashem, make sure to bring these lessons and these avodas and these holy teachings of our great rabbis into our lives. Bez Hashem, wishing everyone beautiful Shabbos. Nasa Shkoch.